You're listening to the FLE Show 93.9 FM Smyrna's Community Radio. And our theme today is squirrels, and it is Hydraulics and Squirrels Day.
Yeah, National Squirrel Appreciation Day, because even squirrels need appreciation. And hydraulics, apparently.
Oh, your mic is really loud.
Oh, sorry. I'll turn it down. Even squirrels.
Yeah. Our first song is Squirrels, Squirrels, Squirrels by Perry Grip. Why isn't it doing anything?
Oh, sorry. Go for it.
Squirrels, 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 la 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 la. 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 Squirrels, 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 squirrels.
Why do squirrels always have that voice? Why are they always like human voices, but like...
I don't know. Like high pitch.
High pitch. Yeah. Do they actually have a high pitch voice? I don't think so.
No. I mean, you don't know, but like...
Well, I don't speak squirrel. Unless you do.
Nope.
Then I guess we'll have to wait until we have
Is the rink actually frozen out there?
Looking. I don't see the hockey nets are not on the ice, which makes me feel like
maybe
it's maybe not ready for some weird reason. So I don't know, but let's play another. Squirrel. Oh, these are not squirrels though. These are chipmunks.
Chippendale Rescue Rangers intro.
Slipping through the cracks, but these two gumshoes are picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small. When you need help, just call Chippendales Rescue Rangers. Chippendales, when there's danger, don't know it never fails. Once they're involved, somehow whatever's wrong gets solved.
Don't start it over. No.
It's so good. I want to hear it again.
No.
Oh, fine. Okay. Have you ever watched that show before?
No.
Rescue Rangers? I don't even know if they're making any ones, but it's a pretty old show. So squirrels are related to chipmunks, I guess. They're kind of like cousins, just like you and Theo are cousins. I don't know which of the two of you is a squirrel and which one's a chipmunk.
I'm squirrel.
You're squirrel? Okay. Why? Why?
I don't know. Squirrels are smarter than chipmunks.
Oh, are they now? Okay, well, we'll see. Here's Busy as a Bee from Alvin and the Chipmunks, which has been a long-running, I don't know. I think they're
still
a cartoon.
Still on Netflix right now.
Yeah.
Like that.
Like this, like kind of, that kind of animation. But they were animated a long time ago. And I don't know if they were just voices to start with, because they had an Alvin and the Chipmunks record that I actually had.
But what happened to that record?
I don't know. Maybe I have to talk to Alistair. I think he took my records. I'm not entirely sure.
He took your records and your comics?
I don't know. I just pinned it on the same guy.
Alvin, do not touch the shrink ray. I repeat, do not touch the shrink ray.
Ah! Get away!
Was Busy as a Bee by Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah. Don't think I've seen that episode. Have you watched any of those?
I used to, like, a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
But.
Not so interesting anymore?
Nope.
Okay. So, there's this group called the Chipettes, and I think they might be sort of like the female version of Alvin and the Chipmunks. I have no idea.
I think so.
I can look it up. Someday.
This is Single Ladies.
On it, which is a cover of a song of the same name. I think it's taken from the movie. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's get into hydraulics. So there's not a lot of songs about hydraulics.
I mean, robots are kind of close, so that's what we did them about.
I think that's basically how they operate. Everything is hydraulics. What is hydraulics, by the way?
It's it moves by water. Like, you press something down and it moves. I don't know.
You're very, very close, because hydraulics is just using the pressurized liquids. It doesn't have to be water. Often it's oil. It's liquids that don't compress very much. And then you can use those liquids with putting pressure, usually with a pump, to make things move. And okay. So we'll do some songs about robots, like this one.
Robo Hambot by Perry Grip. By Perry Grip.
There's a new hero on the scene. A cyber mechanical fuzz machine.
I like his cyborg eye.
Yeah. He looks like whatever. Who's the superhero? Like, he's a cyborg? Whatever there, his name is.
Oh, boy. There is one from Marvel.
I know.
That is all metal.
And all metal.
Okay, I'm thinking
he's
of a different
cyborg.
One.
He has like a patch of metal that's his eye.
Oh, there's that guy. Yeah, he's from X-Men.
Yeah.
Cyclops. Oh. They call him Cyclops.
Why though?
Cyclops
he still has two eyes.
Cyclops is like, I think it's.
I know.
Yeah, he does. But they've got a blinder on him that's kind of like, but it focuses all his energy into one ray instead of like.
Again.
And it helps him control it. Otherwise, if he didn't have that thing on, he doesn't have any control. Every time he opens his eyes, it just blasts whatever he's looking at. So this thing allows him to like turn it on and off when he needs to. I wonder if he uses his eyebrows to turn it on. Never really researched exactly how that works. I think Miriam pulled this one out for you. Do you want to do this one?
Sure. Daft Punk, robot rock.
Daft Punk.
Daft Punk, whatever.
Robot rock. Daft Punk are so cool. All right. More robots. This is a band that's kind of a funny band from Australia.
Flight of the Conchords.
New Zealand, actually. New Zealand.
Flight of the Conchords robots.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a proper camera, Murray.
Yeah, mobile phone camera.
I think it's mostly a phone.
It's not what they'd use on a music video, though.
Yeah, well, it's what we're using, isn't it? I mean, it's all I've got. It's taking good footage. You look good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are these supposed to be?
Those are just your function buttons for the robot.
They look like nipples.
Don't touch them. Like, I spent ages making these guys. It looks good. Now let's just start again. It's all ahead.
Well, it doesn't look like Daft Punk. We wanted ones like Daft Punk.
I don't know who he is. They're just robots from the future, right? Try not to walk so funky, Brett, because you're trying to make it less cool, more like, you know, electronic. Hide your neck, put your... That's right. Okay.
The distant future, the distant future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is very different ever since the robotic uprising of the mid-90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless it's a more colloquial situation with a few robo-friends. There is only one kind of dance, the robot.
And the robo-boogie.
Oh, yes. Two kinds of dances.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We use poisonous gases. And we poison their asses. The humans are dead.
She's right, they are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one, it was dead.
It's just that I think she might be the one.
Sally?
Yeah.
What makes you think that?
You just know. When it happens to you, you'll know.
You said Michelle was the one.
Yeah, she's the one.
You said Claire was the one.
Yeah, she's another one.
So you get more than one one?
Some people are lucky. I've had a few ones.
So how many ones can you have?
Five.
How many have you had?
Three. How many have you had?
Just one.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans that work together now?
No, because they are dead.
Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000
dead. The humans are dead.
Once again, without emotion, the humans are dead.
Funny. They had a TV show for a while, and they would always have at least one song for each TV show, like that. Kind of funny stuff. Sort of funny, but very, very good is another band called Flaming Lips. Do you know these guys?
No. Actually, maybe.
Do you know, they probably ate one of those hot chili chips that, you know, that we got from that ski resort that one time. They were kind of blue.
Takis,
yeah. And I saw them here too, right?
They're actually good. I like them.
There was Cheeto, or no, chorizo. No, there was like Cheeto, taco, whatever. What the heck are those things are called again?
Takis.
Hey, I can't hear you when you're talking to the side of it. You
said Takis.
And... but remember how they burned your face off?
What do you mean?
Remember how hot those ones were?
No.
The very first ones we tried? They were blue. And they left blue powdered sugar stuff all over you. You don't remember this at all?
Yeah, I remember that. It's from a ski thing. It burned, though. Just the powder, like if you got it around your lips. Like, they weren't that spicy, but the powder just hurt.
Would you say you had flaming lips?
No.
The name
She's a black belt in karate, working for the city. She has to discipline her body, 'cause she knows that it's demand.
And the wild went crowd. So that band I saw live, and the video shows them with a bunch of like stuffed animals, people in just stuffed animal costumes, and there's lots of kind of crazy colored smoke and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's literally how their live shows are like.
Actually?
Oh, you'd love it. It's so crazy. And they throw... Actually, sometimes they actually get into these giant balls, like big balls. They step inside, and there's things you can hold on to so that, and then you can roll around inside it and you don't get hurt. And they roll into the crowd, and you've got the guy who's singing inside a ball, and you can bounce them around the crowd like they do with beach balls sometimes when they throw a beach ball in the crowd and let the crowd bounce around a beach ball.
But what if he turns upside down?
And he's just holding on. And he's flipping around, upside down, rolling around on top of people. Kind of funny stuff. Kind of, not gimmicky, but just super fun. Borderline gimmicky. All right. We're getting close to the end of the show, but maybe you could say goodbye to everybody, and then we can play the last track.
Bye, everybody, and you're listening to CICK 93.9 FM Smooth Community Radio. And the sponsor I'd like to thank is... Subway.
Perfect. This is Mr. Roboto.
Machines dehumanize.